with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. U.S. and Iranian officials are meeting to try and avert Iran's nuclear weapons program. Trump administration Mideast envoy Steve Witkoff tells Fox News Channel's Hannity he's aiming to reach a deal with Iran.
We're here to see if we can solve this situation diplomatically and with dialogue. The first meeting was positive, constructive, compelling.
Questions remain over where the weekend talks between the countries will be held, though Iran's supreme leader described the first round of negotiations as going well. Visa cancellations are causing fear for some international students in this country.
The speed and scope of the federal government's efforts to terminate the legal status of international students have stunned colleges and universities across the country. Hundreds of students at more than 90 colleges and universities have had their visas revoked or their legal status terminated. Students are receiving emails where the only reason given was that the decision was based on a criminal records check. Some students only had a speeding or parking ticket. Some had nothing at all. Advocacy groups collecting reports from colleges say hundreds of more students could be caught up in the crackdown. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Wink Martindale, the genial host of such hit game shows as Gambit and Tic Tac Toe, has died. He was 91. Martindale began his career in radio and did one of the first recorded television interviews with a young Elvis Presley before scoring hits as a game show host. Gambit started in 1976, but within a few short years was overtaken by Wheel of Fortune and other shows. But he bounced back in 1978 with Tic-Tac-Toe, which aired until 1985. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 155 points. This is SRN News. A new study links Christian practices with pro-life opinions.
According to the Public Religion Research Institute, the more frequently an American goes to church, the more likely it is that he opposes abortion. People who pray regularly are also more likely to be pro-life, as are those who read the Bible on a regular basis. The poll seems to indicate that the more a person practices his Christian faith, the more he will come to the conclusion that unborn babies are living human beings whose lives need to be protected. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Christians around the world are celebrating Holy Week, the most important week on the liturgical calendar. Next up is Maundy Thursday, then Good Friday, and finally Easter Sunday. This year, both Protestant and Orthodox Christians will mark Easter on the same day. Most years, the difference in calendars used by the two traditions separate both Easter and Christmas. This year's overlap only happens a couple of times every decade. This is SRN News. A critical look at ER hospital visits.
An Associated Press and Side Effects Public Media data analysis shows 1 in 6 visits to the emergency department in 2022 that resulted in hospital admission had a wait of 4 or more hours. The analysis also showed 50% of the patients who were boarded for any length of time were 65 and older. ER boarding is a symptom of the U.S. healthcare system's struggles. Experts also warn the boarding issue will worsen as the number of people 65 and older in the U.S. with dementia grows in the coming decades. John Scott reporting.
Texas state health officials confirmed 20 more cases of measles Tuesday alongside 5 new cases in New Mexico. U.S. measles cases topped 700 as of Friday. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.